Talking Troy boys basketball now with head coach Jonathan Rodvelt. The Trojans are 7-6 on the season, still 4-2 in the Twin Valley League. We're 4-1 last night until a loss against Centralia. Did beat Washington County last week on Friday, but we're going all the way back to last Wednesday, coach. Kind of a fun non-league game and looked like a good one. Man, all your games have been pretty good. I mean, pretty competitive and scored 57 points, but lost to the Ravens on the road 67-57 last Friday night, one of your makeup games. So, man, defensively, just feel like you needed a few more stops in that game to get the win?
Yeah, no. Our defense that night was not what we needed it to be. Really good game all the way through. They were able to jump out on us and get a lead at halftime. But then third quarter, which is normally our worst quarter, the boys really toughened up and we'd been running some zone and we just went man. And they really battled back. And it was I think it got down to a 2-point game there in the third, and it was close in the beginning of the fourth as well. You know, by that point, I think we just kind of ran out of steam and I probably didn't sub as well as I wanted to sub earlier on the game. So guys were gassed. But man, they were pretty hot. I mean, they missed some outside shots, but we knew we were going to try and run them off the line, but a really good shooting team. Kind of volume shooting sometimes, but they also broke down our zone. And our rotation out of our zone was not very good. Their big kid had quite a few points, and then they had a kid come off the bench and really knock down some shots against us. And we didn't quite answer the call and respond to some of those, shots that they hit. I mean, it's a lot of stuff to work on. So we watched a lot of film on that Mar Hill game, but no, that was still a good competitive game for us, really close. But you know, when you give up 67 points to a team, you probably don't deserve to win either.
You had the game against Washington County that was a good close victory. At least your game didn't go into double overtime like the girls' game did with the long road trip. But man, it was close, down to one possession, 48-45, and had to be good to hang on for the win the first time facing Washington County.
Yeah, no, it's a really tough place to go out there and win. I don't know if it's the drive or the gym size, larger gym than what we're used to playing in, but we've never really went out there and played really good basketball. And it was a tough one. And on top of that, our boys had ended up standing those two overtimes as well. So I was worried about the legs, but it was a tight one. It was a good game, and Washington County is getting back to becoming the good team that their program usually has. And it was tough, and we had a lead, and then we just couldn't we get a couple stops and turn over some layups when we pressed. And we did rotate guys in and out a little better early on to try and keep legs fresh. But we just couldn't pull away. And then they hit some big shots. Their three-point shooter got going, hit some big shots. A couple of those things were from way out there, and he drilled them. And they ended up taking the lead late. And we were fortunate, and the boys played hard, and we got a couple turnovers, and we made some baskets. And Christian Etherton hit a big three at the end to give us the go-ahead. And we were able to hold on for the victory. So that was an important win, because we really haven't had those types of wins this year. You know, we've either lost by 10 or so, or we won big, and that's been our biggest challenge, is can we win those really tight games?
Yeah, since the week one game against Riverside. Yeah, you're right. You haven't had a lot of single-digit scoring games. And last night, the final score kind of deceiving. You fall to Centralia 50-32, but I know we broadcasted the game, and it was a lot closer in a pretty good first half. Just couldn't quite continue that in the second half last night.
Yeah, no, it was, like I said earlier, it was probably our second best half that we've played all year. We jumped out to a 14-4 lead. Our defense was really, really good. And then we had some bad shots. right before halftime, had a couple turnovers, and they were able to get a couple shots to go in and attack the basket. And so they kind of reeled us in by halftime. And then the third quarter, it was slow for both teams. Nobody could really get anything going. And, so 5 minutes to go in the third, it was just a 1-point game, and it was kind of back and forth. And, then again, the downfall of this season has been turnovers, and we didn't execute on offense. We didn't run our main offense very well, even though we said that was something that we were really going to try and do. And so it snowballed really quickly on us, and they got a lot of momentum. And then we tried to press to change up the pace of where the game was really headed, since they'd stolen some of that momentum. And press didn't rotate very well, and that gave them a couple baskets, and they were able to stretch it out. And so, you know, near the end, when it was even a 14-point game, it felt a lot worse. It felt like you were down 20 just because of how we just couldn't score any baskets, couldn't hit any shots. So credit to them, because they really battled back, and they're definitely a tough team. It was a really physical game for us, which we really hadn't had any physical games quite like that one. And so, you know, hopefully that's a good wake up call for how well we played, and then how we just kind of fell apart there at the end. So we talked a lot about looking in the mirror, you know, and taking accountability and things like that, because, you know, eventually it'll be down to one game. And if you're down, when you're down, you're going to have to respond or the season's going to be over. So good battle, especially early on. And, you know, I guess that's kind of, you know, spices up the rivalry between us and Centralia. We can meet each other later on, or maybe we won't at all. But, you know, if we do see him the next time around, we got to be ready for it. And hopefully it's a good learning lesson for these future games.
Yeah, same sub-state for you and Centralia. Next game Friday night at home against Lynn, Queen of Courts. So hopefully an exciting game there on Friday at home. We'll talk about that one next week, Coach. Thanks for your time, and good luck on Friday.
You bet. Thank you.
Jonathan Rodfield, head coach of the Trojans. The Troy Locker Room Chats brought to you by the Exchange Bank, by the Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, as well as Anderson Meats.